以啊，破坏我们的睡眠，而且呢，让我们好吃的食物都觉得不好吃。
He can destroy friendship.
可以破坏我们的友谊。
He can diminish love and make an enemy alive.
啊，减少了我们最最生命的爱。
The big question is, can people who are afraid find measures of the It is a kind of phobia, your fear of water, your fear of height, your fear of snake.
比如说你这个慢性的恐惧感，是你怕水啊，或者怕那个高高，或者怕蛇。
Then you need to seek professional help.
这样子的话，你要去看那个专科。
But if your fear is of a general kind.
但是如果你的恐惧感是一个一般性的。
As a fear of day by day situation, then this passage in Psalm 27 is the psalm for you.
就是你这一方的那个恐惧，觉得是生命里面很多的事情你都觉得有恐惧感的时候呢，这个经文就可以帮助你。
In Psalm 27, especially I will read the first verse.
这个在诗篇27篇特别第一节。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我生命的保障，我还恐惧谁呢？
Now the 27th Psalm is a Psalm of David.
这个诗篇27篇是大卫写的。
Now David had no training in psychology.
大卫没有学过那个受到这个心理学的这个训练。
But he had a lot of experience of fear.
但是他对这个有很多的经验，对于那个恐惧的经验。
Now what happened to David in this time of his life?
那么在这当时的时候是发生了什么呢？
Now David's problem was that he had ran off.From his office, from his throne.
大卫这个问题就是，他失去了那个王位。
He was a victim of conspiracy from within his own family.
他是一个受害者，从他自己家里的一个阴谋。
Now, Bible scholars are not agreed in identifying the psalm with a particular event.In the life of David.
那圣经的学者他们就同意到是什么特别的事情发生呢？在这一段时代。
Many believe that it is the time of the rebellion of Absalom, his son.
很多学者都认为就是讲到他的儿子加恰龙的对他反叛的那个事情。
And that is the assumption I like to take.
我也是觉得是这个样子的解释。
Now David is gone into hiding.
大卫呢就藏起来了。
And he was in a desperate situation.
他的处于他就觉得他的情况是非常的绝望。
He has set up a government in exile at Mahanaim.
他在那个马哈尼玛那里建立了一个以往的那个一个政府。
And he organized his royalist force to meet the expected onslaught from his son Absalom.
他就组就跟他对他忠心的人一起的组织起来准备的去迎接他的儿子亚撒龙对他们的攻击。
Absalom in the meantime had gathered all the outstanding young men to his court.
亚撒龙呢，当时候呢，将所有优秀的年轻人都聚起来。
And so David was humiliated, outgunned, and greatly outnumbered by his enemies.
那么亚撒龙他们的人很多，比大卫的人多得很 很多倍，还有呢，在公开的将受辱。
Yes, David knew fear.
大卫真的知道那个恐惧是什么，一个什么样的感觉。
But in this passage, he has something to say how we will handle fear, how we are going to, you know, face fear.
虽然大卫他经过了那么大的恐惧感，他在这里是对我们说，不要去怕。
Verse says, when your fear is caused by anxiety about the future, remember the Lord is my light.
当你的恐惧感是从于你着急，觉得我不知道我明天是怎么样啊？你要记得主是你的光。
Are you anxious?
你是不是觉得很焦虑呢？
What is being anxious?
你焦虑什么呢？
Anxiety is the fear of the future.
焦虑就是你害怕不知道明天是怎么样，你的将来是怎么样。
You feel anxious, but when tomorrow is going to look like?
你觉得焦虑，明天我不晓得明天会有什么事情发生。
We feel anxious when the future holds no promise.
你焦虑因为你不晓得你的将来是怎么样。
We feel anxious when our lives spin out of control.
你觉得焦虑，因为你觉得生命你没有办法的，可以控制你的生命。
Sometimes anxiety is rooted in a person feeling that it is incapable of handling a new situation.
这个恐惧感呢，有时候就是因为你焦虑，你不晓得怎么样可以处理一个情况。
He imagines and perceives a failure even before he makes an effort.
你觉得啊，我没有力量了，你觉得我失败了。你都还没有试去了解或者去处理的时候，你已经觉得我已经失败了。
He sees no way he can win. He can succeed, and there's an impending crisis unscathed.
所以呢，觉得因为这个恐惧感，让你没有办法的可以去胜利。
Sometimes anxiety is rooted in the person saying, "Standing is too high."
有时我们有这个恐惧或者焦虑，因为我们对自己给自己一个很高的标准。
I know a sister, she constantly measures herself against a perceived goal or standard that is virtually impossible for her to attain.
我认识有一位姊妹，她对自己的要求非常的高，根本没有可能可以达到的这个要求。
Sometimes anxiety is torn, is really the person being torn between two opinions or between two people that he loves.
焦虑有时候也是因为我们对两个人的不同的意见或者感情。
And sometimes anxiety is really an unresolved hostility over a past issue.
有时候呢，这个恐惧感或者这些焦虑，因为我们之前有一些不愉快的事情还没有解决。
The person continues to live in a perceived reality of past hatred, anger, or bitterness that may not actually exist in the present.
所以呢，这个因为还没有解决以前一些不愉快的事情，所以就继续的这样活下去，没有把这些事情来处理。
I counsel a woman who was fearful of an abusive husband who had passed away since many years.
我认识有一位姊妹，她之前的丈夫是对她很虐待的，但是呢之后呢就去世了这个丈夫。
Now the fear had caused her incapable of developing a relationship, a meaningful relationship with another man and start a new life.
虽然她丈夫已经去世了很多年，但是这个恐惧感还仍然在她的心里面，让她没有办法可以建立一个健康的关系跟一个她的朋友有一个好的关系。
Whenever she's close to making the commitment, she backed out.
当她可以叫做出成约，跟她在这个新的男朋友做一个有成约的时候，她就退回去了。
In psychology, we like to say in this way, the ghost of a husband that come back to haunt her.
这个在心理学家里面就说到，这个她丈夫的，好像她丈夫的鬼魂回来要烦恼她。
No, we don't believe in ghosts and haunting people. That's the way the psychologists So counseling is sort of an exercise, the exercise, the goals of a past.
所以呢，这个我就是帮助他，好像把这个鬼魂挥出去。
Now, oftentimes our anxiety manifests themselves in relationship in the very basic things of life.
很多时候这个我们的恐惧感也是在其实一些很基本的东西。
We are anxious about what we wear, what we eat, and where we live.
我们焦虑，我们到底要穿什么、吃什么、住在哪里。
We are anxious that we would have another meal to eat.
我们焦虑，我们下一餐有没有得吃。
We are anxious whether we have money to pay for next month's mortgage.
我们焦虑，我们够不够钱要还银行的账。
We become anxious if we are earning enough of money and then we have enough when we retire.
我们很焦虑，我们要确定赚不够钱吗？可以退休呢？
Now when Jesus Christ walked on the face of this earth, there are many anxieties of the people in those days.
像我们觉得我们好像赚不够钱，其实耶稣曾经在这个世界上生活过，所以他也知道我们的忧虑。
And this is what he said to the people in that time.
所以呢，他当时对门徒这样子说。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 21.
在路加福音第二十二章，verse 22。
In verse 22 it says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear.
耶稣对门徒说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么？为什么？为身体忧虑，穿什么？”
In verse 23 says, life is more than food, and the body more than clothes.
23节，因为生命胜于饮食，生命胜于衣裳。
Verse 24, consider that ravens, they do not sow or reap, they have no store room or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds.
第二十四节，你想乌鸟也不种，也不收，也没有神养活它，你们比鸟、飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？
And he said, who of you by worrying at a single hour in his life?
耶稣说，你们有哪一个能用私欲？ 受加多一颗呢？
Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, they do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you, not even Solomon in his entire splendor was dressed by one of these.
这些是小事，你们都不能说，为什么还要忧虑呢？其余的事呢？你想白的花怎么长起来？ 它也不劳碌，也不凡事。然而我告诉你，就是所罗门，极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的，还不如这花一朵呢。
It tells how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire. How much more will He clothe you, O you of little faith?
耶稣说：“你们这是小心的人啊！野地里的草，今天还在，明天就要去如雨了。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？”
And in verse 31 he says, "But seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you."
31节他说：“你们只要求他的国，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
So what great promises that Jesus has given to us in this passage.
神真的他。
Whenever I was little, I used to play with my little friends, and I would like to play a tunnel.
当我小的时候，在假期的时候，我经常跟我的其他的小朋友在那个隧道附近那里去玩。
And sometimes we would wander into the tunnel.
很多有时候呢，我们就进去这个隧道里面。
At first, I didn't know where I was going.
开始的时候，我不晓得我。 我是去哪里呢?
And then I walk deeper and deeper into the dark tunnel.
然后我继续走，一直向这个隧道里面走，走到很黑暗的时候。
When I was under the darkness, fear came on me.
当我走到很黑的时候，我就很害怕了。And
as I was about to panic, I saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
然后当我觉得很恐惧的时候，我看到那个隧道的另外方面，看到一点点的光。
And when I saw the light, fear went away, and I quickened my pace and walked toward the light.
当我看到这个一点点的光线的时候，我就不怕了，我就很快的向着这个光明走。
And maybe for some of us, our future is similar to a dark and long tunnel.
或者我们很多时候觉得生命就好像一个很长、变很黑的这个隧道。
And all the tunnel of that nature is, it is scary.
那很多时候我们在生命的道路里面觉得是很充满了恐惧的。
However, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
但是我们要知道，在这个隧道的另外一方面，最后它的轨道的时候是有那个光线的。
In fact, the light is so bright that it shines right into the tunnel.
这个光是直接的进去这个隧道里面。
And the tunnel I refer to is the same one of whom David spoke.
这个隧道就是好像大卫在这个诗篇里说的。
And he's able to say, the Lord is my light.
说，当这第一节就说神是我的光。
And where there's light, there's no darkness.
那哪里有光，就没有黑暗了。
All fears will be away.
所有的恐惧感都会消失了。
Yes, sometimes we feel that life is dark.
真的，有时候我们觉得生命呢充满了那个黑暗。
We have nameless instinctive dread until light comes in.
就觉得没有希望，但是当我们看到这个光的时候。
And I tell you, Jesus is that light.
我跟你说，耶稣就是那个光。
He is the one who alone can give grace to help in time of need.
当我们遇到生命困难的时候，只有耶稣才可以帮助我。
And this is the light He sheds before us for every day of our lives.
这是他的光，他给我们每一天的光。
He promises that every time of need, He gives us the ability to handle it.
他曾经的答应我们，当我们遇到困难的时候，他会带领我们。
And to believe this, and to live the goodness of it, is to banish the darkness and to flood the future with light.
所以呢，当有光的时候，那个黑暗就会消失了。
One of my favorite hymns is, I know who holds tomorrow. 我很喜欢一个一首诗歌，就是说我知道谁掌管我的明天。And then in the chorus, I do not know what tomorrow holds. 这个诗歌里面说到，我不知道明天有发生什么事情。But I know who holds tomorrow. 但是我知道谁掌管明天。And I know that Jesus holds my hand. 然后我知道耶稣抓着我的手。Yes, God is my light. And He shows me the way.
真的，耶稣是我的光，他带领我前面的路。
He lights up the way at every step of the way.
我走每一步，他都带领我，就看到这个光。
And the question I'd like to ask you is, Jesus Christ your light?
那我要问你一个问题，耶稣是不是你的生命的光呢？
The Apostle Paul John tells that in Christ was light. And life was the light of man.
在约翰福音里面第一章第十一节，他说，神就是光来到这个世界上。
But he has the light shine in this world, but the world did not understand it.
他来到这个世界上就是光，但是这个世界不接受他。
There's a great difference between the light and his eye that see it.
就是有光，但是你要看到才可以。
Now, a blind man may know a great deal about light, the sunlight.
但一个斜眼的人，他大概不知道那个光是怎么样。
It does not shine for him.
因为这个光。 望对他来说他看不到。
He gives no light as far as he is concerned.
因为他眼睛看不到，所以就算那个光是多么的光，他是看不到。
So to know that the Lord is light is one thing, but to be able to say that the Lord is my light is quite another thing.
虽然我们知道耶稣是光，但是如果我们接受他的时候呢，这个光对我们没有用。
The apostle say the light. He came into the world, but the world received him not.
那好像约翰他说，神之光他来到这个世界上，但是世界不接受他。
But in verse 12 say, but to them who receive him.
但是呢，如果谁要接受他呢
？Those who believe in his name.
那些相信他的人呢
？He will give them the power to become the children of God.
神就给我们这个权利，当成为神的儿女。
So the question is, have you received Him into your heart?
所以呢，那个问题就是说你有没有接受这个光在你的生命里面
？Let this light shine in your heart and in your life.
让这个光在你的生命里面可以。
So to overcome anxiety, you must deal with your own primary fear of the future.
所以呢，要害怕你那个将来的这个恐惧，这个方向。
You need something to anchor your mind, so that no matter what happens, you won't be blown off.
如果我们要不要恐惧的时候，我们需要一个东西，让我们可以抓住。
And the only thing that can anchor you is God. And the only way you can discover who He is through Jesus Christ, the Lord.
只有抓住耶稣，才可以给你有这个平安。
So the first and primary step then is to overcome anxiety is to make sure that we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你要让你要可以克服这个恐惧感的时候，首先你要跟耶稣基督有这个关系，建立一个关系。
And to do that, you need to sincerely come to Jesus Christ and say this to Him.
所以呢，你真的要来到他的面前，接受他，去跟他建立这个关系。
And you have to say to Him, I want to have a relationship with you.
你要来到他的面前，跟他说，我真的很想跟你建立这个关系。
I accept what you have done for me.
我接受你曾经为我做的事。
And that you have sent Jesus Christ to die in my place.
你曾经把耶稣来到降到这个世界为我而死。
And so today I receive the free gift of the grace.
所以呢，今天我接受神你给我这个礼物。
And I choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我要跟随耶稣。
So if you have not trusted Jesus Christ as a Savior, the biggest problem in your life is a sin problem, a problem of unbelief.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督做你的生命的主的时候，你最大的问题就是这个不信，就是这个罪的问题。
And that is the root of your anxiety.
这个罪的问题就是你。恐惧的这个原因。
When we don't trust God in our future, we have no one to trust.
当我们不将我们的将来摆在神的手上的时候，我们真的没有办法可以相信神。
And the result is fear.
所以呢，这样子的时候，我们就觉得很恐惧。
You cannot be truly secure about anything in life until you're secure in your relationship with Jesus Christ.
在这个世界上，没有什么事情是给我们有安全感。
Can you find security in your wealth?
你可以在你的钱里面找到这个安全感吗
？I don't think so.
我知道你没有办法在你的财富里面找到。
Because it can be taken away from you at any time.
因为你的财富随时可以离开你的。
Can you take security in your health?
你可以在你的健康的身体里面得到那个安全感吗
？I don't think so.
不可以。
Because it can be taken away from you at any time.
因为你的健康的身体可以随时的也是离开你。
Can you find security in your loved ones?
你可以在你的爱人身上找到这个安全感吗？
I don't think so.
不可以。
They can be taken away from you at any time.
这个可以随时的从你的身上拿走。
The only person that you can find security is in Jesus Christ.
唯有一个人，就是耶稣基督，你可以在他身上找到这个安全感。
Nothing but Jesus can calm your anxiety.
没有其他可以平息你的焦虑。
You may look at other issues and blame other people, but the fact is, until Jesus Christ is a part of your life, you will always feel and know.
你可以找其他的一些借口，借怪其他人，让你的生命有恐惧感。但是其实，当你耶稣不是你生命的一部分的时候，你永远找不到这个安全感。
There's a part of you that God made for Himself.
就是其实，在你身上。神做了一部分是为他自己的。
And nothing can fill that void until you accept him.
所以这一个部分只有耶稣才可以弥补的，没有其他东西可以弥补这一个部分。
So will you accept him as a savior and Lord?
所以呢，你愿意接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主吗？
And secondly, David will tell us, but your fear is caused by hidden sin.
第二点。大卫说：“如果你的恐惧感是由罪出来的时候。”
And he said, "Remember, the Lord is my salvation."
他说：“记得神是我的救恩。”
See, fear sometimes can come as a result of hidden sin.
其实恐惧这个感觉有时候也是因为我们这些罪恶藏了很久的罪恶。
There are things in your life that you don't want people to know.
一些东西在你的生命上，你不愿意让人家知道。
This is what we call the fear of disclosure.
就怕给人家知道，就是发现出来了。
There's skeleton in your closet, and you fear that one day it will be opened.
你怕有一天你藏忍的事情，有人发觉了。
So the kind of fear is often demonstrated by worry, by suspicion, and various withdrawal, habit, and depression.
所以这种的恐惧感呢，很多时候就会带给我们有忧郁怀疑，或甚至有这个忧郁症。
It's not uncommon for marriages to fall apart because one of the parties have fear that one of the things that he has done in the past may be discovered.
所以有时候。很多的婚姻因为这样子也破坏了，因为其中一个的的人有婚前做了一些不好的事情。
You may have an affair.
因为其中对方有一个就是在婚前有不好的行为，婚前不好的行为。
He was afraid that he didn't discover.
所以呢，他就恐怕其他一方面。可以发现出来。
The businessmen who have evaded the taxes often have no chance to enjoy the money that they have saved.
有些做生意的人，如果他逃税的时候，他真的没有办法可以享受他赚的钱。
Why? Because they were afraid that one day they may get caught.
为什么？因为他怕有一天他被捉住了。
So there's guilt can play havoc in one's life.
所以的，这个就是一些罪恶感，这些内构可以破坏一个人的生命。
When fear of disclosure is added to guilt, that person concerned become extremely miserable.
当有罪的时候，加上这个罪恶感呢，这个人的生命就变得很悲惨。
Unless the guilt is taken care of, he will be haunted by his guilt.
但这个罪恶感，如果我们不处理的时候呢，它真的可以破坏我们的生命。
The way to resolve it is to forgive yourself of guilt.
怎么样可以解决呢？就是要求神原谅我们。
The way to resolve it is through the forgiveness of our sin.
就是求神原谅我们的罪。
So all sin is against God.
所有的罪都是对神反对神的。
So we are responsible to God.
所以呢，我们要我们是对神有这个要跟他付代价的。
So the good news that we have for you today is that God, with whom we are responsible, against whom we have sinned, is ready and willing and able the forgiveness of our sin.
这个好消息就是说，虽然我们得罪了神，我们犯很多罪，但是神是很愿意的原谅我们。
The depth of forgiveness is so great that He is ready to declare them not guilty in the highest court of heaven.
啊，好像就是他在因为我们已经死了，赦免我们的罪，所以在天上他说你没有犯罪了。
This forgiveness comes because Christ has paid the penalty of sin, allowing God to perfectly justify and gain in granting us forgiveness.
他因为用耶稣的血已经给我们付了这个代价。
And thirdly, when you are afraid of coping with daily situations, remember the Lord is the strength of our life.
你要知道，当你对着每一天生活的这些忧虑的时候，你要知道神是你的力量。
In verse 13, David said,
第十三节大卫说，
I am almost fainted, that is, I almost give up on life.
他说我差不多要快上涨了。
Life is a chore. Life is grim. Life is a drag for him.
他觉得这个生命是很难的，可以继续下去。
Life is a constant struggle.
是一个很大的这个战争，一个斗战。
There were so many things he had to deal with every day.
他要很多的事情，每一天要他的处理。
And he said, I cannot take it any longer. I have it up to here.
他说我已经太多了，我根本没有办法可以再忍受了。
So no, later every one of us will experience this.
我知道，有时候我们也是觉得很生命的，真的很难的解下去。
We are surrounded with all kinds of problems.
我们真的每天都遇到有很多的问题。
Financial problems, family problems, relationship problems.
家庭的问题、钱财的问题、工作的问题、关系的问题。
Our job, our career, our health.
我们的工作、我们的健康有很多的问题。
Some people just quit and bow out of life.
有些呢就真的放弃了，对生命放弃起来了。
Why do people feel that way?
为什么人会觉得有这个绝望的感受呢？
It is the terrible sense of inadequacy.
因为觉得我们没有办法可以忍受下去。
Sometimes we feel we are not able to do that.
因为我们觉得我们不可以做到人家期望我们去做的。
New mountains. We are not able to do what was expected of her.
做新的妈妈，他们觉得很难，怎么做呢？
New husband, a new job.
或者新的丈夫，或者你要开始一个新的工作。
All have the same fear.
都觉得有这个恐惧感。
We ask the question, can I make it?
就觉得我可不可以可以做得好吗？
So what should we do in such a situation?
那我们在这个的情况之下，我们要做些什么呢？
First, find out what the Lord wants us to be and to do.
首先，我们要寻求神，问他要我们做些什么。
Then we should see if what we want to refer from the plan that He had for us.
然后我们要看到神给我们的计划是什么。
So having clear this in our mind, we must decide whether.How we intend to go, whether we're going to go with God or go with our own way.
当我们知道神给我们的这个计划的时候，我们要打算怎么样的去走。
If we decide to make a commitment to do what God wants us to do,
如果我们觉得是神要我做的，
then we can be assured of one thing that He will equip us to do it.
如果神要我们做这个事的时候，我们可以肯定神会给我们力量去做得好。
As we battle with everyday details of work and responding, we can say, hey, the Lord is my strength.
当我们面对每一天很多很多的小的事节的时候，我们知道，我们可以说神是我们生命的力量。
And we can say that, Paul, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
那我们就可以这样子说，好像保罗说，凡事我都可以做。
The joy of this kind of dependence vanishes all fear because the load of responsibility is not on us, but is on Jesus Christ.
当我们这样子依赖耶稣基督的时候，我们的恐惧感 就会消失了，因为我们知道他是帮助我们。
There is nothing to fear.
其实没有什么让我们可以要让我们恐惧的。
So having this in his mind, having his heart rest in God, and having his time in God's hand, what remains to be feared?
当我们的生命在神里面得到安息，当我们的生命都放在神的手中，我们有什么还可以要害怕？
And so David was able to say, "Of whom should I be afraid?"
好像大卫说，我要害怕谁呢？
His eyes was opened into the power of God.
因为他眼睛看到神的这个大能。
While he was able to see, he was being encompassed, he was being surrounded by his enemies.
当他看到神的力量时，虽然他是被他所有的敌人包围着。
But he was able to be raised above all fear.
但是他把自己就是把这个恐惧升上去。
He can see he is surrounded by the horse of chariot of fire.
他看到那时候，他被很多的真正的马，那些火都包围着。
And he is able to realize that greater was he that was in him than he that was against him.
他知道神比所有的东西都更伟大，所以他不害怕。
May we join with King David and say, "The Lord is my light."
让我们好像跟这个大卫王一样的来赞美神。
The Lord is my salvation.
神是我的救恩。
Of whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I fear?
神是我的光，是我的救恩，我还会怕谁呢？
Shall we fear Satan?
我们需不需要害怕撒旦呢？
See, when we think of the things that Satan has done us.
我们来看到撒旦带到我们去哪一个地方呢？
The misery that he has caused us.
他给我们多么的痛苦。
He is such a terrible enemy.
他是一个很可怕的敌人。
But because we are ransomed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是因为我们已经通过耶稣的血买回来了。
And we have overcome the power of Satan.
我们已经胜过撒旦这个权力。
And shall we fear affliction, illnesses, and emotional problems?
那我们需不需要害怕这个身体上的这个疾病呢？或者一些的忧虑呢？
No, of course not, because the promise of God says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God."
当然不需要，因为耶稣已经说了，你不要害怕，因为我是你的神。
Paul says, "We are persecuted by men, but never abandoned by God. We are knocked down, but never knocked out."
保罗说，虽然我们被人逼害，但是神没有放弃我们。
What a great promise this!
神给我们那么大的应许。
And lastly, shall we fear death?
最后，我们要怕死吗？
Death, which the world would call the king of terror.
死亡他的做这个恐怖的王。
A master over all human race, and whose scepter countless are yet destined to bow.
很多人就是这个死亡根本人没有办法可以不经过这个死亡。
The fear of death has always haunted humans.
这个死亡的恐惧感常常都是在我人的。这个世界当中常常都存在。
The fear of death was so natural to man that all of life was an effort not to think about it.
虽然这个死亡是其实是肯定的事，但是人呢常常都不想把这个题目不想想到这个死这个问题。
That's to say that all of life, what we do is not to think about death.
所以呢，很多时候人就是很忙。就是不想到这个死亡这个问题。
Should we be afraid of death?
那么我们需要对这个死亡恐惧吗？
No, of course not.
当然不需要。
Because Paul said to die is to gain.
因为保罗说死对他来说是收获。
In the face of death, Paul defined and said, "Oh death, where is thy sting?"
他说死亡你的死痛在哪里呢？
And all Scotland, while dying, was asked what he thought of death. And he replied this way.
有一个老的苏格人说，你觉得死亡是怎么样呢？
He was about to die. He was asked this question. What do you think about death?
他在快死的时候，人在问他，你觉得这个死亡是怎么样呢？
And he said this. It matters not. Okay. It matters little to me whether I live or I die.
他说，其实我也不觉得我死跟活都没有什么关系。
If I die, I will be with Jesus.
我死的时候，如果我死，我要去看耶稣了。
If I live, Jesus will be with me.
然后，如果我不死，我活着，耶稣也是跟我在一起。
So what a tremendous thought.
那么这个想法是多么的好。
The ancient Christians gather around their departed ones and sing this song.
古代的那些基督徒当人去世的时候，他们会在这个去世的人的身边唱诗歌。
This is the Bible song says, "Good night, beloved."
这个诗歌是说晚安，亲爱的。
Sleep and keep your rest.
睡觉休息。
Lay down your head upon the breast of the Savior.
在救主的这个怀里睡觉。
What a comforting song that is.
其实是那么好的一个诗歌。
The Lord is my light.
主是我的光。
The Lord is my salvation.
主是我的救恩。
The Lord is the strength of my life.
主是我生命的力量。
Of whom should I be afraid?
我应该要怕谁呢？
Of whom should I fear?
我应该要怕谁呢？
Is there anything for you to be afraid of?
你有害怕一些什么事情呢？
No, I said nothing.
不需要，你没有什么要害怕的。
Because nothing can separate us from the love of God.
因为没有一样东西可以把我们跟神的爱分开。
Yes.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father God, thank you for the name. We pray that you will continue to speak to us, that we will keep the word in our hearts, and then to the Father.That we will not see you in Jesus' name.